Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Oh, my. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, today, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited that you joined us tonight. We're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to hear a message from God. And you notice that when we hear a message from God, nothing is planned, because life is not planned. And when we hear from the Lord, the spiritual realm is totally different from the world. With the spiritual realm, we are under the unction of the Holy Spirit when we're giving the exact words that God is speaking unto us, because we serve an awesome and powerful God. So this is going to be a power-filled, short and brief, eye-catching experience from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you're on the line, that is great. I have three of my co-hosts on the line from San Antonio, Dallas, and from Mississippi. So I want to welcome them as well. But we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank all of my co-hosts, and I want to thank the audience for joining me at this particular hour. It is 12:02 in Bellmead, Texas. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us this day, Lord. We thank you for giving us favor, grace, and mercy. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are going into the hospital, those who are coming out, those who are thinking about going in, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to touch those who are in the hospitals, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this nation, this country, our leaders, and this world. Lord, we realize and understand, Lord, that you are going to come, Heavenly Father, and you're going to come and in a big, big way, Lord, and we want to be ready so that we can accept what you have for us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest that was planted, Lord, because you said that giant things only come from you, and we're expecting our giant blessing, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for just asking us to have the faith of a mustard seed. Heavenly Father, we ask as this revelation go forth, would you make it plain and clear unto the people, Lord, and as you dispense this particular ministry that is only orchestrated by you, I'm asking that you give me the wisdom and the ears and the understanding and the eyes to be able to see and hear what you would have us to do in the next upcoming days, Lord, as we accept your giant blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every person who is on the line, from the smallest child to the eldest adult. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each host and each co-host and those who are just doing your will, Lord. We ask that you continue to elevate this ministry, Lord, and would you bless this ministry, Heavenly Father, in a major way, and anything that's associated with it, any person, Heavenly Father, not just this ministry, but other ministries as well. Lord, we thank you for the unction of the Spirit. We thank you for the time that you have allowed us to get a glimpse and to hear from you, Lord. Well, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to be close unto us as we place our hands on our chest, because we know that we're this close to the destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you just let your will be done and help us, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And today we're going to hear from the Lord, and I'm excited because, as I said before, the Lord gave me this particular phrase, and the Lord says, he will lead and direct my path. Amen. Meaning that he will do so on air. And I'm going to show you how God works, because God is a good God. When he says something, he is a God of his word, and it's going to be proof within the ministry of God. And we're going to briefly discuss the topic of giant blessings come from God. Giant blessings come from God. As I was sitting today and thinking about the topic that the Lord had given unto me, the Lord showed me David and Goliath. I'm going to give you a brief synopsis about these two, and I want you to get a sheet of paper as I'm speaking to you. David and Goliath. Goliath was also, he was a giant, and he was, if you will, he was kind of like the bully of many towns because he was so big, and no one could defeat Goliath. But David took the challenge, and David told Goliath, in other words, that you fight with weaponry and swords and things of that nature. He says, but I am bringing the word of God, and that's what I will use to win. And God says today that he wants us to win with his word. God says, and if you are looking for your giant blessing, he says you must win with his word. A lot of people say, well, there is a separation of church and state. Well, there are certain situations in which I can't use the word of God. But God says this. He says, if you want to receive gigantic blessings, he says at all times you have to be like Goliath and be a big person. God says the bigness, the big person, you have to have a great character. He says, and in having a great character, he says you have to think on the good things. God says that your giant blessing has a lot to do with your character. Put that down. Giant blessings have a lot to do with your character. The Lord goes on to show me a scenario. He says that people are working in the vineyard. They're working in an oil field. And he says that there is someone who is overseeing this whole oil field. And this person has a lot. They not only have a lot of knowledge, but they have a lot of resources. And he says that there's a multitude of people who are working hard. Mm-hmm. And he says that they're working hard because they want to reap what they sow. They're reaping what they sow according to their great deeds. So the overseer is going to and fro, and he's assessing these field workers' work. And through the assessment, he goes on to say, I appreciate what you're doing. He goes on to praise the workers. He goes on to talk about the good things that they are doing. And as he is speaking, people are steady working. And when it is time to stop, there are many workers who are still working. And the overseer cannot understand why someone will work so hard and their time is finished. Ladies and gentlemen, what God is showing me is this. He says that our character is the compensation for giant blessings. Our character, our character. He says our character. He says, see, Goliath was big in his body. He thought of himself as big, and he was big to the people, but his character was small because he went up against the word of God and he was defeated. God says that he is getting ready to elevate some giants, some people. He's going to elevate you. And he says, the reason why you are elevated is because of your character. Your character is huge. He means your heart, put heart. Your heart is huge. And he says, the phrase of goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life has a lot to do with your character. God says that his disciples only followed him because of his character and because of the proof and because of the things that he was doing for his disciples. When we talk about giant blessings, let me bring it back. Giant blessings come from God. God says it's not about the car you drive. It's not about the business you own. It's not about the title that you have. He says giant blessings come from your character. He says doors begin to open because of your character. See, Goliath was able to enter into a lot of places because of his height and because of who he was, because he was so big and people were afraid. But God says that the giants are going to be minimized, and he is raising up those who have been downtrodden, those who have been looked over, stepped on. He says he is raising up those people because of their character. And the reason why Goliath, as the Lord is showing, did not remain big for long was because he came up against the word of God. God says that when you hold the word of God in your heart and when you act in accordance to the Lord, he says you are bigger than anything around you. He says you must be the big person. When you learn how to become the bigger person, God says that you begin to experience what we call grande or giant blessings. David was small compared to Goliath, but he received a huge win. God says that when we look at character again, he says we're looking at three things, and I want you to list these three things when we look at character. When we look at character, I want you to think of three things. The first thing about character is your disposition. The first thing about character is your disposition. The second thing about character is your direction. The second thing about character is your direction. And then finally, as the Lord is revealing, hallelujah, praise God, the third thing about character is your destination. God says disposition, direction, and destination all shapes and molds your character for a giant blessing. Let's talk real minute. We have 16 minutes about the disposition. And if you hear a pause, it's because the Lord is speaking. That's how good he is. When we talk about disposition, we're talking about your attitude. God says many people get up in places and they become overseers or they become heads of something, and their disposition is small, but their character or title is huge. God says that when you get in a position, when you get in a place, he says you have to know how to treat people. He says, because if those people decide that I don't want to work for you anymore, if those people decide that I'm not doing this anymore, he says, then you will not have anyone to be over. God says that he is over this whole earth. He says, and if we decide that we're not going to do anything for him, that we're not going to serve him anymore, he says he has a million more people. He says, but when you're dealing with organizations, when you're in the church, when you're in the schools, when you're in the organizations, in the buildings, he says it's very important that your disposition is of a godly nature, which means love thy neighbor as thyself. He says you shouldn't think yourself too high and those too low. He says you shouldn't make any differences. He said your disposition position brings you gigantic blessings. Because the more you praise people and the more you treat people right, God says he is able to pour more into you where you can do more and you can go in the right direction. And we're getting ready to go there. He says you can go in the right direction. And when you're in the right direction, you're in the will of God. And when you're in the will of God, you're able to receive his gigantic blessings. So the question is, in my spirit, is why are so many people missing the gigantic blessings? And God says the answer is simple. You do not know how to treat people. And you have to know how to treat people in order to have a good disposition and get to your right direction. We're on direction now. So God is saying with direction, you have to be in the right place. He says when you are in a direction, when you're going in a direction, you have to move forward. How many of you have ever witnessed a car on a highway going backwards? Now, there are some instances, maybe one in a million, where a car has done that. But God says that literally most cars move forward. He says, so if you're treating people right, and if you're respecting people and appreciating people, you can't help it but to move them in the right direction. Sometimes we can hinder people to go into the wrong direction, because as they're going in the right direction, we are the stumbling blocks. God says don't be guilty of being someone's stumbling blocks. He says if anything, you be the mat that they walk over to get to their destination. God says humble yourself, humble yourself. Disposition and direction. We're not finished with direction. God says that there are many directions that one can go. North, east, and south. There are many directions. But God says purposefully people should move to the north. They should move forward. When you propel forward, you are closer to your destination. If you are stepping back or if you're in a reverse mode, God says that you're going back to your past. God says with the disposition and direction, he says that we must see the good in people. We must appreciate them, and we must lead them in the right direction as God is directing us. Then he talks about what happens when you get to your destination. And God says this is where some people break down. And he doesn't mean you break down and start crying. What he means is you break down your character because we get too high. And God says he can bring us down. He says when you get to your destination, he says you get out of whatever got you there, which is your car or whatever it is. And then after you do that, God says that you are supposed to still walk in the right direction. He says don't be swayed to the left or to the right. He says you keep moving forward in the right direction. God says character is disposition, direction, and destination. You don't know how to treat people. If you don't know how to treat people, you're not going to be going in the right direction. If you're not in the right direction, you can't get to your gigantic blessing because you are out of the will of God. So God says if you want your gigantic blessing, which only comes from God, no man can give it to you, he says you must have a good disposition. Your disposition must be that you love ye one another and think not yourself too high and do not put your sister or brother down. God says your disposition is what gets you those gigantic blessings. And you want good health. God says treat people right. God says you want prosperity. God says it starts with the people. Treat people right. He says these are my children. God is seeing covering his children. He's seen comforting his children. God says your disposition must be parallel with his expectations, which is love. Then he talks about direction. He says when he was dealing with the disciples, he did not lead them astray. Sometimes we get so caught up in not wanting people to do better than us and that we lead people astray. God says that you must lead people in the right direction. Help them to grow. Help them to prosper. He says if they're jogging or moving in the same place, he says you must propel them to their destination. We speak about destination. God says that your destination is within the will of God. God says, but you must have disposition, direction, and destination, which all circles around your character. Your character speaks volumes even before your actions. Your character is very important. What type of are you carrying? It does not matter who you are. It does not matter what your position is. God says your disposition is what is going to help you to receive your giant blessings. David was very small, but Goliath was huge. And many people were afraid of Goliath. But God said that David had a good disposition. He accepted the challenge. He went in the right direction, which was the word of God. And he went into his winning destination and received a giant victory. We can't receive a giant victory if our disposition is messed up. We can't receive a giant blessing if we're walking in the wrong direction and leading people in the wrong direction. We can't have giant blessings if our destination is not in the will of God. So God says, champion yourself to have a great character. Make sure your disposition is in check. Make sure your direction is correct. And make sure that you are at your destination at the designated time to receive your giant blessing. Amen? Because giant blessings come from God. Amen? And I want you to read 1 Samuel chapter 17 about David and Goliath. We're running out of time, but God is still good. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Be sure to check out ourfreetoloveshow.com. Be sure to check out ourfreetoloveshow.com. You will see many things there. In addition to that, be sure to also check out ourfreeta.hubpages.com. Be sure to check that out, ourfreeta.hubpages.com. Be sure that you also look for the Spiritual Guide on the Go. And be sure that you just follow my Facebook pages. We will have many great speakers come on the ministry. I want to thank each and every one of you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry. May God bless you and take care of you is my prayer. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.